I'm Stacy Dohan Lane with Visit Cape, here with your weekly rundown of what's happening in Cape Girardeau. Happy Thanksgiving. The annual holiday season in Cape Girardeau kicks off on Sunday evening with the Parade of Lights. Bring some chocolate and a cozy blanket to watch as lit-up floats play Christmas carols down Broadway. The Glen House is open for their annual holiday tours with Christmas at the Glen House, open every Saturday and Sunday through the end of December from 1 to 4 p.m., with the exception of December 23rd and 24th. Volunteers at the Glen House pull out all the stops, and this Victorian home is spectacularly decorated for the season. If you've toured in years past, don't let that deter you. Decorations are entirely refreshed every year. Mark your calendars for candlelight tours December 8th and 16th, also at the Glen House. If you have family in town for Thanksgiving and are playing tour guide, or if you're visiting Cape Girardeau for the holiday, here are some ideas on what to do after you've digested your Thanksgiving feast. Bollinger Mill State Historic Site and Covered Bridge is a great spot to spend an afternoon touring this four-story mill. The Visitor Center at Trail of Tears State Park is open Saturday and Sunday, and the Cape Girardeau Conservation Nature Center is a fun, free spot for all ages and will be open Saturday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. If the weather holds, let little ones run off all that turkey at Milena's Magical Playland in Cape County Park North. This playground is the only one around that can accommodate kids of all abilities, and it's a very popular spot for families on nice days. Get the full scoop on all of these events and more at visitcape.com/events. I'm Stacy Dohan Lane, and thanks for joining us for All About Cape.